people have, but interestingly enough, the so-called obesity epidemic in women has leveled off since the 90s. It hasn't, they aren't getting any fatter. So, not everybody. But yes, on average, people have gained about 5 to 7 pounds, but the top end, the heavier people are getting heavier. Maybe proportionate to their weight, they're not. It's the same kind of, you know, difference in how much fatter they are. It's a funny thing. You know, we're all very concerned about it. I'm not a scientist, I'm a reporter. Scientists, medical doctors are all very concerned about it. They're worried about the health consequences and just the consequences of being able to move around. And yet it's not, there's so many mysteries. What's causing it? What do you do about it? How much control do you really have over your weight? And these things are just, I mean, everybody at this table can struggle with these mysteries.
I think she just defined our hour, didn't she?
I think so. So, I mean, how should we start? But, I mean, first of all, genetics versus diet. I mean, do we have to be fat because our genes tell us so?
Yeah. I don't like to actually make that distinction quite that way, because I think this is an example of a area of biology like cholesterol level or blood pressure in which there's such a tight interaction of your genetic makeup with your environment and your development that it's not really possible to separate these two. I think the better way to say